but as soon as I turn the corner, I should get a lot better. Oh, what a beautiful day. It's 62 degrees. And you'll never guess who I met up with down at my doctor's appointment.
My dear.
Both of us have the same doctor, me and D.C., and I saw his license tag there. So I took a picture of his car and sent it to him, and later on when I come out, there he was, and we got to visit with him. So I was really happy about that.
It's a pleasure when you run into a fellow ham out and you get to spend a minute and shake hands and put a face with a call sign or catch up on since the last time you met.
Boy, he's got a beautiful car. That Maxima, they don't make it anymore either, just like the Avalon. I got to meet his wife, Amy, and that was a pleasure also. I don't know if this is a bad part of Wade Hampton here or not. It must be out here. I don't know what you call it. Before you ever get down around Wally World.
It starts to get a little scratchy that way, but as you're heading home, it'll start to clear up, and you're making it into the repeater plenty enough, good enough to where I can copy what you're saying.
Well, I'd never met Amy, and she's got the same name as our younger daughter, so that was a great pleasure also. We chatted a little bit out in the parking lot, and it was just good to see him, but we have the same doctor on top of that. And Dave said he was great, so coming from him, that means a lot. I knew he was great, but that even made him a little greater.
It does. I got a doctor's appointment Monday about my knee, and I'm going to see the guy that several people that my wife and I know, so we'll see where that takes us.
Looks them up online and looks at their comments, how many stars they got and all that. It's not a bad idea. This Dr. Margee, he is a also former naval flight surgeon, so that makes him kind of special to me.
Trial by fire there.
He told me, he says, on the P3 Orion, which was there were 13 of us on there. He says they considered me excess baggage whenever I went on a flight. There was two extra seats, a forward observer and a rear observer, and that was the only extra seats. And that's why it was extra baggage. The boy, he's got credentials a mile long, so that's really great.
Makes a difference when you're comfortable with your doctor and feel confident in him, that's for sure.
We had a couple of Navy doctors that made some mistakes, but overall they were pretty darn good, and usually they were getting their residency by joining the service and getting their education paid for, which there's nothing wrong with that, but they weren't no dummies. But I stopped at Lidl's and got a couple of apple turnovers and a couple of extra donuts, and I'm headed by that donut shop down here on Wade Hampton now that I've told you was so good. But we like those apple turnovers if you warm them up in the microwave right here by that brand new fire station.
Know exactly where you're at, and you're full quieting into the repeater now since you crossed Rutherford Road there.
This is N0TR. Early this morning, though, wow, that really sucked. Couldn't hardly hear Leon. I don't know why I come up with Earl. Earl the Pearl. he's a nice guy. I enjoyed talking to him this morning. Yeah, I'll stop here at that Suzuki and dealer and buy me a crotch rocket and surprise Bernice on the way home.
Do that, and next week when you wake up, let me know how it goes for you.
Yeah, I want to see that on video.
That's one, maybe a two. We're going got some QRM in there, but I'll let him go ahead. He's been sandbagging. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, you too. I hope y'all behaving. KB4CBA.
All I do is behave. I mean, I got my wings already.
I'd have to say, this is a democracy. Can we vote on that, Dave?
I don't know what there's to vote on. I mean, you know the saying, happy wife, happy life.
Well, Dave, what are you up to today?
Guesses.
Highlight. Soccer.
Knowing you, you're either going to play tennis or you're going to eat. That's the only time you get on the radio, it seems like.
I'm beginning to sound like old Sam. I can't remember his name. He's a silent key now, but we used to live real close to each other in Simpsonville. I lived on West Georgia Road, and he lived just off of that road, down up the street. There was an elementary school there. But anyway, because every time I talked to Sam, he was either going to eat or he was eating. And he would take his HT and set it on the table so he could talk. Yeah, he wouldn't miss anything. And then, or he was leaving from eating to go back home. and he was.
Why? I never eat like that very much. The last thing I even had was a piece of pumpkin pie last night before I went to bed, about 9 o'clock. I didn't go downstairs even last night and get on the radio. Bernice wore me out, picking up rose bushes and garden trash and hauling it down to the back 40.
To get her money's worth out of you.
Never happened.
Definitely a two. I always say, I've never heard her say that, but I don't understand.
You'll figure it out.
Y'all have an excellent day. Good to talk to you. And Tom, tell Miss Bernice I said hello when you get home. KO4H6. I'll be clear, gentlemen. Step 3.
Have a good one, and stay out of trouble. I don't want to get the phone call from you that I gotta bail you out of jail. Anyway, have a good one. Seems like a beautiful day out here.
Yeah, Patrick, have a good day. He's at home doing paperwork today, and I was just telling him, ironically enough, I met W4DJW, my doctors, and turns out his doctor's the same doctor, and had an appointment today, and his wife was with him, and that was the first time I got to meet Amy, and that was really nice, Dave.
KB4CBA Mobile. Well, good for you. I haven't had the pleasure, and, kind of feel sorry for, being married to Rusty, and I hope Rusty's not listening, but anyway, just kidding, Rusty. Yeah, he said he's really been busy since he got married.
No, this was W4DJW, Dave Watson, not Rusty.
Well, I haven't met David's wife either. I've seen pictures of her, but I don't think I've ever met her. If I have, I don't remember.
You were sorry, but how's the rest of the family?
Family's doing pretty good. Yeah, you're right. I am sorry. I get reminded of that every now and then, especially when I get on the radio.
Or when you walk in the door at home, huh? Yes, you shoot. Well, I'm crossing the road that goes in front of Ingalls down here, Locust Hill Road in Rutherford. So I'll be passing the area where W4DJW lives at. Boy, that's a pretty car. Do you ever see that Maxima he's got? I like that.
Yeah, I'm sure I have, because he's been over to my house several times, I can't remember, but that is a nice looking car, Maximus.
Avalon, though, Amy, his wife has got an Avalon. I think it's a 2021, and this is a 2022, but they stopped building the Maxima, and they stopped building the Avalon, and now they're building one they call the Crown. And she agreed with me when I told her. I said, it's just not an Avalon. And she's had four or five Avalons also. This is our fifth one. I don't know why in the world. Well, everybody wants an SUV now. The only one I've seen that I really like, Dave, is that RAV4. That would be nice to have that in a hybrid. It's really a beautiful automobile. But I don't care to necessarily go along with the mainstream and buy an SUV just to say I got one, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, unless you're hauling around, you know, grandkids or something a lot, you really don't need one. You know, we pick up, my wife picks up the grandkids, you know, so she has that, the Toyota Highlander, and I drive a 4Runner, so I just wanted something with four-wheel drive, and I've always liked the looks of the 4Runner.
I don't know if that's an SUV or not. Passing Silver Ridge Edition, that's where Dave lives. The horse farm down here. And I like that Highlander. That's what my daughter's had. She had a Limited. But this time she went with a Hyundai Santa Fe. The controls on it are rather weird, but it's, you know, she's hauling kids' sports teams and stuff like that at times, and having two boys in the family and one big boy. They needed a bigger car. It sort of resembles that Ford. It looked like a Suburban they used to make. I can't think of the name of it. She had one of those, but got in an accident with it. And the Highlander was great. I drove in. It's very quiet. I liked that about it, and peppy. I like to have the horsepower. This car's got 305 horse in a V6. But, you know, I drove one of those Avalon hybrids, and it was turbocharged, et cetera, four-cylinder. You couldn't tell the difference. I mean, it'd really get up and go with that electric assist.
Sure. I haven't heard of a hybrid with a turbo. That's interesting. But I think maybe the Ford you were thinking about is the Expedition. I think they started making that one after the Suburban. I always liked the Suburban. Yeah, it was just a good vehicle, and yeah, Ford makes a good product. So, I had to go with Toyota on this. I was if I had waited, I may have bought the Bronco, but it was when it came out, I was really disappointed in it, the way it looked. And, you know, the one I wanted cost me $100,000, and I just wasn't spending that on a car. So, anyway. And now they've got some pretty nice looking ones. I don't know, seen some lately. that I wouldn't mind driving, but I'm not, I don't have buyer's remorse.
Not Toyota since the 70s. And the Avalon, I know on our 2011, there was more parts made and built. It was built in the United States in Kentucky or Tennessee, I think Kentucky, than any other car in the United States. It had more American parts. I don't know about this 2022, but I don't feel a bit like I'm supporting Japan by doing that. Although I'm sure they get some of the profits, but what's new? It's a homogenous society anymore. But, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe that Avalon didn't have a turbocharger in that day, but boy, it'd go. It was just four-cylinder, but it had the electric boost. You know, it kind of adds in there with it if you need it. That's the way the Hyundai is that Amy's got. It's as big as a Suburban. But it wasn't the Ford that you mentioned. It's another, I don't even know if they make it anymore, but it was about the size of a Suburban, and she had one. And she bumped somebody in the butt one day when they stopped abruptly. But, you know, we scored the highest in the Consumer's Guide this year. And I'll give you a hint. It wasn't Toyota, which usually they're number one.
Seeing if I'm hitting the repeater here, I'd stop. And I'm right here at Congaree and Patewood, the noisy spot in Greenville for 2 meters anyway. And I got a few more feet to go before I have to run through that. So anyway, I read something about that, and I can't remember who was number one.
Two of them, one or two of them. I was surprised at that. The only thing I don't like about Subaru is that box engine and boxer engine. My brother had them, though, and they were a very reliable automobile. And Jerry's got one, I know, on the radio here, on DJC. But they rated number one this year. Well, Dave, I've arrived at home and just coming down the big hill, so nice talking to you this morning and riding along. You have a great day, even though you have no respect for your inferiors, elders, I should say. Take care. I was going to give you Dave's call, K.O. Ford. Oh, God, I'm confused now, turning in here. I got Dave Watson's call in my head, stuck there. KB4CBA in 0LTR. 73, Dave.
Well, I'm already doing that, and I'm a little younger than you are, so, I can't remember Dave sometimes and Patrick's and some other people, so... I actually have a list on my phone, but it's not like you can just, you know, grab it and look at it while you're going down the road. It's not a good combination. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the QSO, and I know Bernice will make you behave, so I can rest calmly because of that. Anyway, 73s, enjoy the QSO there, and behave in 0TRKB4CBA.